I'm your host, Annie Bowles, and this is News du Jour. Welcome to News du Jour. You may be wondering, why am I, Annie Bowles, here hosting this podcast? I usually start by telling people I'm a political baby. You see, my parents met working on Capitol Hill. By the time I was two, I had been in my first political commercial and even got lost crawling around the West Wing. Don't worry, Al Gore found me. My family then moved abroad when I was nine, and I attended an international school in Brussels with kids from all over the world, and it is this type of global perspective that I also bring to our show. I graduated from American University in DC after studying political science and art history, as well as interning on both sides of Capitol Hill. I even interned down the hall from where my parents met. I'm now pursuing a professional certificate in journalism at NYU in conjunction with Rolling Stone magazine. I guess I was always that friend in the group who cared deeply about not just what was going on politically, but also globally. I often kept my own friends informed through high school and into young adulthood, so I guess I've always done a version of this show. I'm genuinely passionate about following the news, and I'm here to break it down for you guys every weekday. We always strive to be a calmer space to get your news, or as one listener put it, like getting your news from a well-informed bestie. I'm so glad you're here. Hey guys, so I thought I would pop in today to your feed to give you an update on Senate Bill 1470. This is what I've been working on absolutely nonstop, tirelessly focused on. After things went sideways with Governor Stitt's veto, but our team decided we were willing to fight that veto, you know, it just was requiring a lot more attention and time than I had while also doing this podcast. And after a careful consideration, I just decided to throw everything I had behind this because it's kind of a now or never situation. And I've been fighting for these survivors this whole time, and I wanted to really see this through to the end. And I promise you this, at the end of this, I will tell you everything that happened, every dirty detail, because it is a saga worthy of like a movie, certain moments, especially like surrounding the veto and then the subsequent very quick Senate override. I mean, it really did feel like it was out of a movie, felt very surreal. But that said, I did want to kind of bring you guys up to speed. So, like I said, and if you've been following along on social media, you've seen this, but I've put a full pause on the podcast for right now because I'm focused on what is happening with this bill. This basically, when we were sending this bill to the governor's desk for a signature, we thought it was pretty much a done deal because we hadn't heard peep from him. We had heard nothing, no questions, nothing from his office that would suggest that he wanted to veto this. And this is the type of thing where you'd usually hear from them if they plan to veto it, especially with the co-authors that we had on board were some of the top leaders in the legislature. They're always in contact with the governor. And so this is an open line of communication, and it just seemed extremely strange. We were shocked and we were saddened by his veto. And when we read his statement, that's when we really came to understand that the governor may have been misled, because his statement about our bill was simply factually, legally incorrect. And it was incredibly disturbing to us that he was putting this information out as a public statement from the governor's office, because none of us would have put our names alongside a bill that said what his office was claiming this bill said. And it broke our hearts, but it also, hearing that statement really strengthened our resolve to fight this, because we knew he was not understanding what this bill would do. And we have so many attorneys on our team who know what they're doing when they're crafting this legislation. They know what it would do and what it wouldn't do. And at the end of the day, Eccles, who is one of our major co-authors, a very powerful man in the House of Representatives, he called the governor's office and essentially let them have it and let them know that this is incorrect. The statement that was put out was wrong, factually incorrect. And so we were very upset by it, but we know exactly where this disinformation came from. And I use the term disinformation because misinformation is where something untrue is unknowingly spread. Disinformation is when someone is deliberately delivering false information to suit their agenda. And that is what we have been watching the DA's Association, as well as the DA's Council, which are really the same thing, only one is used to skirt the rules. These two groups, which are the same human beings, they have been employing incredibly sneaky tactics and, frankly, spreading disinformation to the highest levels of our state government. And it has been absolutely disturbing, some of the things that they have said about our bill that are just factually incorrect. And we have so many legislators who are on our side, so many attorneys who are on our side, and of course, so many advocates and survivors and major groups such as YWCA and DIVIS who do the work with survivors every single day. And they know this space and they know what survivors need. And we need Senate Bill 1470, you guys. So to bring it up to speed, the Senate override happened so quickly. Within 24 hours, we had the veto, and then it went to the Senate floor for an override, and we got an almost unanimous, it was 46-1 override in the Senate. So, I mean, if that doesn't send a message to Governor Stitt, I don't know what would. The senators don't care that he vetoed it. They still want this bill in place. And so now all we need for our bill, 1470, to become law, all we need to do is send it to the House floor and for all the House representatives to vote the same way they did last time. That's all we need. The only person who can send Senate Bill 1470 to the floor is McCaul, Speaker McCaul. He's the Speaker of the House. Very powerful man, and he can choose in this instance to send it to the floor for a vote to override the veto or not. And if he sends it to the floor and everybody votes the way that they did last time, or at least most people do, we will have our bill officially enshrined in law. That is all that stands between us. McCaul. McCaul is the only person standing between us and declaring victory on this bill, and victory for survivors, for the advocates, for everyone who's been working so hard around the clock for 2 years on this piece of legislation, the Oklahoma Survivors Act. Guys, we have the power in our hands right now to carry this across the finish line. And I believe that we will do this. I believe in our strength. We had the governor's phone ringing off the hook around the clock, 10-minute wait times. We had McCaul's phone ringing off the hook Thursday and Friday. I don't know if they had 10-minute wait times, but what I heard from several people is that they've been getting nonstop calls about sending Senate Bill 1470 to the floor for a vote, an override vote. And this sends a powerful message to Governor Stitt and the DAs that this is something that is really, really wanted by the people of Oklahoma, by the survivors, by the advocates, by all the organizations standing on the side of survivors. And We have so many survivors here in Oklahoma, but we also have survivors all across the country who are raising their voices alongside us for this bill. We have Nikki Adamondo up in New York. The Sentencing Project in D.C. is signed on. Strictly Stalking aired April Wilkins' story, and Tara Newell of Dirty John went live with me to implore you guys to stand with us and stand with survivors in general. There's so much work that we have done, and we're just not ready to throw in the towel yet. And we are going to be calling on McCall to be our hero, to be our advocate, and to send Senate Bill 1470 to the House floor for an override vote until May 31st, if that's what we have to do. We will continue to call. We will continue to pester him politely. Thankfully, he voted for our bill the first time around. So McCall is on our team, you guys. And that's what I want you to remember if and when you call his office. Speaker McCall believes in this. He gets it. Unlike the governor, he gets it. And I think that just keeping that public pressure on him is the best thing we can be doing at this time. So I'm going to go ahead and read you guys his phone number and tell you what to say when you call. So Speaker McCall's phone number is 405-557-7412. And when you call, all you need to say is, "Hi, I'm calling today to ask that Speaker McCall send Senate Bill 1470 to the House floor for an override vote. And we want to thank him for voting with us 2 weeks ago." That's it. That's all you have to say. Or even start with thanking him for voting for it 2 weeks ago. Remind him that he stood with us before and he can do it again. I believe he will do it again. I think this is the final push. And I wanted to thank you guys for everything you've done so far. An additional ask that we are putting out right now, if you want to do more, if you're like, "Man, I really want to help this succeed. I've made my phone call. I've shared it with friends. I don't know what else to do." You can always sign the petition. And I know hundreds of you guys signed the petition already. So I know a lot of you have done that legwork. If you want an extra task and you want something to do to help, what you can do is send that to other people and explain to them what this bill is all about and share with them our podcast episodes on the subject and, you know, get them involved in this fight and ask that they sign the petition, send them the link, and then send them McCall's phone number, again, 405-557-7412, and ask that they call McCall and ask him for an override vote for Senate Bill 1470. We are all in this together, you guys, and I feel like this fight, like, I feel like everybody woke up with that veto. Like, everything was just going swimmingly. It was just going our way. You know, everybody's on board. This is going to be easy. Walk in the park. No, no, no. We were halted dead in our tracks from that veto, and it broke a lot of our hearts, to say the least. But in the wise words of Taylor Swift, we can do it with a broken heart. So we are forging on, and I'm going to be working on this until it falls one way or the other. So please join me in this fight, and we'll get back to the news du jour as soon as things wrap up. I really appreciate y'all's patience, and I really, really appreciate you stepping into this fight alongside me. And that for today is the news du jour. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe on whatever podcast platform you use to listen. A rate and review on that platform or a shout out on social media would mean the world to us and help us to be able to keep creating the news du jour and reach more people who need a calmer space to consume the news. But the best way to support all of our work is to become a patron at www.patreon.com/sugarfreemedia, and that is also linked in our show notes. You can follow us on social media at newsdujour.podcast on both Instagram and TikTok. You can follow my personal account at It's Annie Bowles on both platforms as well. Any little noises you may hear in the background are my rescue pup. He has a little separation anxiety and always records with me. We appreciate you listening and look forward to telling you about the news again next time on News du Jour.
Broadcasting from